The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Bezer Hashem, Avodah Zorah, Daf Memtes. In the Mishnah, Memchesim and Beis, in the Gemara, Memtesim and Aleph, we are introduced to a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon concerning the halacha of Zevzeh Goyrim. Zevzeh Goyrim is when you have two contributing factors to the growth or the production of something, one being Isser and the other being Heter. Is it mutter to benefit, to use, whether eating or the benefiting from that item that had an Isser and a Heter causing its development? Rabbi Yossi says Zevzeh Goyrim is mutter, and the Chachamim hold Zevzeh Goyrim is Aser. The Gemara brings two conflicting brises. On Mem Tesem and Aleph, the Gemara brings this a brisa that says, Sodeshin is Davla Bezevel Avedis Chachom. If one fertilized a field with Zevel Avedis Zara, the Chen Parishin is Spatma Bekashin Avedis Chachom, or a cow was fed animal fodder of Avedis Zara. So one brisa says, Sode Tizra, you can still use the field to plant. Pora tishoche, you can shecht the animal and eat it. V'tan yidach, yet another brisa says, sode tovor, you have to leave the field, lay it fallow. Upora tirza, and the cow must be let to be weakened. As there's a drashi. In the Maskot of the Gemara, we learn that one brisa is Rabbi Yossi, that's matrid because Zevzeh Goyrim is mutter, and the other brayse is the Chachamim while Zevzeh Goyrim is aser. Based on this, the Gemara says that the Mishnah, which had paskind Zoyr and Tachteh, one is allowed to plant vegetables underneath a nasheira tree, b'maysak shomim and on the maysak hama, because the maysak hama is benefiting from the blocking out of the sun. And Rabbi Yossi says, Afla Yerokos b'maysak shomim, even in the wintertime, Rabbi Yossi says it's also to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree, b'mnesha anevia nesheres alein, because the leaves fall down from the Asherah tree and then it becomes zevel. It itself it contributes to the fertilizing of this, the Yerokos. And it would seem that Rabbi Yossi old zevazirim oser. The Gemara's conclusion is that Rabbi Yossi is only saying, l'devreim d'rabbonin kamer. And others, Rabbi Yossi says, I hold Zevzeh Goyrim is always mutter. But according to you, that you hold Zevzeh Goyrim is aser, then he has his argument of the falling of the leaves. In the Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yer Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yossi, Zevzeh Goyrim is mutter. But there's an interesting lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Mutter lita takas asher yerokos. One is permitted to plant under an Asherah tree, vegetables, b'maysak hama, b'maysak shamim, even though the shade given by the Asherah is aser, but in addition there's also karka which is contributing to the development of the Yerokos, which is not aser, and therefore it's a zevzeh goyrim and it's mutter. And the chol davar issa v'davar mutter garmaloi, hareze mutter b'chol mokim. That's the first halacha the Shulchan Aruch says. Then he continues, Lefikach, therefore, Sadesh is Zavala Bezevel Shavarish Rechavim, a field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah Zevel. Mutter Lezraya Isa, you still allowed a plant in that field. Uporesh Shepitma Bekarshinim is Rechavim, and a cow that was given to eat from Karshinim of Avodah Zarah. Teyachul, you're allowed to eat that cow. Thinkoch Yaisa Bezev. The problem with the Shulchan Aruch writes that in the Reish, in the first, then he says it's mutter l'chatchila. One is mutter l'chatchila to plant the vegetables. But in the Seif, in the second case of the Shulchan Aruch, he says only a parah that had been fed karshinim of Avodah Zarah, a field that had been planted, that had been fertilized, rather, with zevel of Avodah Rechavim. Why in the Reish he says a din l'chatchila, and in the Seif he says a din only b'di'evit? This kasha is pointed out by the Taz, the Shach, and the Goyim, and they all answer based on the Ran and Ar Sugya. The Rana Rasugi says that the reason why Zev is Zegerim Lechechtchila is Osir, and it is Osir to cause a situation of Zev is Zegerim, it's because it would be considered being Mevatalis Lechechtchila. And we know the halacha is, from Gemara in Chulin, Gemara in Beya, that it's Osir to be Mevatal and Isir Lechechtchila. So therefore the Irakis in the Mishnah's case, or the Irakis in the Shulchan Aruch's case, that's something that happens Memela. It's something that happens on its own. And therefore, says the Ran, it's not similar to Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila, and therefore it's Mutter. As opposed to feeding Biyadayim, to put food into the, to give food to the Pora, which are Kashin Aved Zara, or to be Mezavel the field, to fertilize the field with Zevel Aved Yisrechavim, that's Biyadayim, that would be considered L'Chatchila being, causing a Zevel Zegayrim, and therefore it's also L'Chatchila. Perhaps the Pshat in the Ran is based on the Rashba in Teres Habayis, which tells us that the Isser of Eim of Adlan Isser Chathchila is a Medrabon and Dike Isser, because it's a Kenai who Adover. It's a Kenai that's something that the Torah assered, the Torah forbade something, and the person is finding a way to be Mavadlan and then benefit from that item. But if this is something that happens on its own, it's something that happens Mamela, the planting of the Irokos in the Mamela, the leaves fall down into it and it contribute to the growth of the Irokos, that the Chachamim never asked. Be it as it may, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that L'chatchila one can cause Zeva Zegayrim, but with the Evid, if it was already done as Zeva Zegayrim, it is Mutter. This din has great relevance on an annual basis, and that is around Pesach time. The Achroinim question whether one is allowed to buy milk on Pesach where the cows were fed chametz during Pesach. Either it could be regular chametz that they were fed, or they are fed grains which then turn into chametz, coming in contact with a lot of saliva and the liquid, they themselves could turn into chametz. And being that the cow is fed chametz, the cow then gets its nourishment and its growth from the chametz. Maybe the chametz plus other items that it eats that are not chametz, but it's a zev zegarim then. And this contributes to the growth of the cow, and mamela to the production of its milk. Is it mutter then to benefit from such milk that was benefiting from chametz? It would seem that if it's a zev zegarim, here we have in the Shulchan Aruch, that zev zegarim is mutter if it's been the evidence after the fact. When the Chai Yodim was asked this kasha, this shaila, he says in Nishmas Adam Klal Kuf Yotes Ois Tes, is there some chumrah to be machmir not to have cholov and pesach from animals that were fed chametz? He writes, Ani loy ra'isi mizeh shum dover be'ez harishayin oy achrayin. I never saw this discussion at all, that it should be an issue at all. Shamati, that maybe the Chumrah is based on a Magen Avraham that holds Zev Zegerim is Osir on Pesach, and therefore maybe this Cholov too would be Osir because of Zev Zegerim. However, the Nishmas Adam rejects this by explaining that the Magen Avraham says Zev Zegerim is Osir on Pesach is only talking about when the items are Be'en. When we're talking about tangible items, for example, if you have Eitzim of Isser and Eitzim of Heter, and they're contributing to making the fire in the oven, then it's Osir. But Purish and Ispatma Mekashina Vedazara, we see that's certainly Mutter, because that's not Be'en anymore. There's nothing tangible to be found anymore in this Chometz, or in the case of the Gemara of the Vedazara, and therefore that will be a case of Zev Zegerim, which is Mutter. Says the Chai Yodim, and don't tell me that maybe this is different, because here, maybe the chametz that's given to this para, maybe it's something that would nispater kol yomeha. And in that case, indeed, it would be not a zev zegerim, but a chad gerim. Maybe the cow is only fed chametz entirely, that's its entire diet of chametz, and then it would be only one gerim. He says that too would be mutter. Why? Because in the brisa that we mentioned before from the Gemara Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, there's a conflicting brisa. The Gemara is asking, how do we have two conflicting brises? One that says the para, you are not allowed to have anah from. The other one says para tayok, you're allowed to benefit from the para. The Gemara has to answer, it's two different sheet, there's two different mandamars. Says the Chayyadim, why do you have to say that? Why not say one of them is talking about where it was Nispatya Kol Yomel, and that it was only given Avodah Zarah fodder to eat, and the other one where there was two contributing factors was Isser and Heter, and that would be a simple way of reconciling the brises. The fact that the Gemara did not say that would indicate, says the Chayyadim, that it's always a Zevazegurim, and even if only the Avodah Zarah was being given to the Depara, Karshin Avodah Zarah, or if only the Chametz was being given to the Para, it still would be considered a Zevazegurim. One is the food itself, and the other is the Guf HaBehema, the Behema itself, its natural growth, that's contributing to the development of the animal, and hence the production of its milk. And even though we find in the Ramban, Yeredeya, Simen Samach, in Sif Aleph, where the Ramban makes a distinction, a behemish nispatma bedvarim asurim, is muteris. But if it is nispatma kol yomel rak bedvarim asurim, if it's only fed, if it was only lived on a diet of dvarim asurim, then it's asura. This is based on a tesis in Tmura daf lamed aleph. And even though the Shach there makes a distinction between an Isra Achila and an Isra Hanah, but Chometz we know is Asur B'Hanah. Chometz is Isurei Hanah. So therefore it would seem that according to this Ramah, if a behemoth was only given a diet of Chometz, and like we mentioned in the Shach, Chometz is something which is Asur B'Hanah, then it would be Asur to benefit. But this too, the Nishma Sodom rejects. He says that even those who are Machmir on that, it has to be something that is only kol yomel. That means its entire food that it was given was iser. But here, certainly before Pesach, chometz is not aser. So chometz before Pesach is a davar heter that's being given to the para, and therefore would always be considered a zevazegayru. A third reason why the Nishma Sodom wants to be matir is based on the Gemara in Becheiris Davamam Abeis, which there the Gemara says that really cholov should be aser. Either because, like the Gemara says, dam nechav nasecholov, that really the production of milk comes through the bloodstream, or because it should be considered evim nachai. But the Gemara concludes that it's a gzeras hakosuv, that cholov is mutter. If so, says the Chayyadim, hoil the ishtari, ishtari. Once the milk is mutter, the milk should always be mutter. So paskins the Chayyadim. Rameisha Zatzal, Negris Meisha Erechayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, has a lengthy tshuva regarding this din of cholov from behemoths that were fed chametz on Pesach, or as well, for that matter, buying chickens that were fed chametz on Pesach as well. And Rameisha says that he too did not find that the Achrenim dealt with the Shaila in a proper way, being clear about it, and therefore he takes the task to go through the entire sugya. And he rejects many of the assumptions that the Achrenim make. And in conclusion, Ramosha says that min hadin, it's absolutely mutter to have the milk that's produced by from cows that are fed chametz on Pesach, and as well to have chickens that were fed chametz on Pesach. One of the rayas that Ramosha brings, and as well, it's brought in the Shaila Shetshuvas Peres Chesed, Milublin, a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek, in Simen Chof Aleph, where he too is matir, the cholov from behemoths that were fed chometz on Pesach. And one of the rayas is based on a Rabbeinu Yoyne in Brochas Daf Mem Gimel, where the Rabbeinu Yoyne writes that an Issa that fell into Dvash, fell into honey, is mutter. Because the mitzias of dvash is that anything that falls into dvash, it then turns into honey itself. And then once it's been changed, it becomes now the status of the dvash of the honey, and therefore it's mutter. And this is applied even to soilas that fell into dvash on Pesach, like is born in the Taz and Simen Tov Samach Zayin Sifkon Yud. And based on this too, Sotra Moshe, the Teres Chesed as well, that there will be another reason why it's mutter. Because whatever chametz was fed to the cow now has been already transmogrified into milk, and the chametz itself is not around, and therefore it would be mutter. And Ramosha says this heter would go even if this cow was a Behemas Yisrael, even if it was owned by a Jew. Certainly it's also to feed chametz to a cow which is owned by a Jew, you're not allowed to benefit from chametz. But Zokhtar Maisha, the Isser was done, but the Cholav itself would be mutter. In such a case, Ramesha says, a Baal Nefesh Yachmir. A Baal Nefesh, if he knows that the chametz was fed to a Behemas Yisrael on Pesach, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir Natu. However, if we're talking about a Behemas Nachri, if this comes from an animal that was owned by a non-Jew, even though it was fed chametz on Pesach, Ramesha says, there is no Isser at all. However, this is a Diyun in the Achreinim. There are many Achreinim that speak about it and take a different sides on this issue. If one wants to look, you can look in the Sechemed, Ma'areches, Chometz, Umatzah, in Simon Beis, where it has a few pages discussing many of the Achreinim on both sides. We'll just mention a few which pertain to our Sugya here on Daf Mem Tes and Avodah Zarah. One of them he brings is from the Shailas Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, which is in Yeredeya Chelik Beis, in his Kuntras Achroin, he has a tshuva regarding Pesach in Simen Yud. He quotes the Beis Ephraim, who is the same author of the Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, wants to be matter this case of a Behemas Nochri that was fed chametz, and his reasoning is because for the guy to feed his animal chametz, there's no Isser. A guy doesn't have an Isser from benefiting from chametz. Rather, it's absolutely mutter for the guy to feed his animal chametz. And therefore, when the milk comes to the yid, presumably that it's mutter for the yid to have milk, it was a cholov that was a re'eu Yisrael, that a guy watched the milking, and therefore it's considered a cholov Yisrael, then it's mutter to have this cholov. As well, the Sechemed there brings from Reb Chaim Volozhin that he too went with the svara of the Beis Ephraim. However, in the Beis Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, he rejected this raya and this svara of the Beis Ephraim. And his reasoning is because Ma'ar Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, where again the Gemara had a kasha. Why do we have two conflicting brises? One that says that a parah that was fed kashina avodah zarah. One brise says tishochet, you can benefit from it, you can eat it. And the other brother, the brise says parah tirzeh, you can't benefit from it. Why not answer simply? The brise that says it's osir is talking about a behemah of a yid. And the brise that says it's osir is talking about a behemah of a guy. Because a guy is not mitzvah on benefiting from avodah zarah. A guy can only not be over on avodah zarah. He's not allowed to worship idols, but there's no Isser in benefiting from idols. And the fact that the Gemara did not make this distinction is clear, says the Beis Yitzchak, that even if the behemah was a behemah of a guy, it too would be Isser if it was fed chametz on Pesach, similar to if it was fed kashine avodah zarah. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Tov Mem Ches Siv Zayin brings, in short, this issue of cholov from a behema that was fed chametz on Pesach, and the halacha that it's brought on, even though unrelated to our discussion, but it's kedai to mention it because I think it's unaware, people are unaware of this halacha. In Simen Tov Mem Ches Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha like this: Asur litein behemtei lein Yehudi, a yid who owns an animal, he has a pet. A pet dog, or a cat, or even a pet gerbil, or a parakeet, and gives it to an Eina Yehudi, la'achila b'mea Pesach, imu yedeya shemachal oisa pseiles sa'irim shu chametz, it's aser. In other words, the yid knows he can't feed his own animal chametz on Pesach, so he thinks, okay, I'll just give my animal for the duration of Pesach to my non-Jewish neighbor, and I'll have him feed it. The problem is that it's a behemah of a Yisrael, it's an animal of a Yisrael, which is owned by Yisrael, which is still benefiting from the eating of chametz. This, the Shulchan Aruch says, is aser. And therefore, if someone does have a pet who has to have a diet of chametz, they will have to do, as the Mishnah Berurah says, what has to be done is they have to actually sell the animal, they have to sell their pet to the non-Jew for the duration of Pesach, and then it becomes the possession of the guy being the owner of this animal now, is allowed to feed chametz to it on Pesach. So over there, in the end of the discussion, in Sifkon Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ulein yichalov shel behema shaycheles chametz, the animal that eats chametz on Pesach, and now produces milk, Afilu hu shalmachri, even if it's owned by a guy, nechleku achreinim b'zed, Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlekes achreinim, das haprimi godem lahatir acholav shecholvu acha me'etz l'eis shoch l'chomitz, after 24 hours after it's been fed chomitz, which there, as is brought in the Sechemen, we mentioned, that's the achreinim holds already the sheer equal, the digestive process has already been completed, then the primi godem says it's mutter, and indeed, there are many farms owned by Jews that take care that at least within the days leading up to Pesach, they will make sure to change the diet of the cows and only feed them non-chametz food. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh makilin afilo bay b'yoyim. You don't even have to wait 24 hours. And mechela shachris v'arvis v'idor ma'maturim. In other words, if at least you have the heter of a zevez egoyram, that at least the animal is eating other items which are mutter, then it's going to be mutter. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah puts forth this machlokes. We know that many people are machmir concerning in Yonim on Pesach. One reason is based on the Arizal that is brought in the Berhetiv, Simen Tov Mem Zayin, Sifkot Aleph, where the Arizal says that one who is nizer even from a mashu chometz is muftach shalo yechte. That the Arizal gives a haftacha, if it's considered an absolute haftacha is the question, but certainly the Arizal says that one who is careful even from eating a mashu of chametz on Pesach is muftach shalo yechter, that he will not sin. And some interpret the Arizal meaning that it's talking about people who are machmir even on dvarim that were really min hadin will be mutter, but are those that are that say would be say osir that the machmir even on that, and that's why there are many who are careful. Even about this halacha, where either mikra din, it would be mutter, but since there are many achreinim who say that buying milk from a cow that was fed chametz on Pesach is aser, based on this, we have churma of a Pesach, based on this Arizal, people are machmir on this. As well, in the Shailos Tshuvas Harugas Avoisem, from Chus, the Talmud of the Ksav Seif, in Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, and as well in the Maharshag, in Chelek Beisim and Pehei, they bring an additional reason, Arugas HaBaisim brings an additional reason that perhaps it can cause a tevera. There he's talking about a feeding a child from a wet nurse who is a non-Jew, who was eating chametz on Pesach, if that will be an issue. And there as well he talks about the cholov that comes from a cow that was fed chametz on Pesach, where he says maybe there's an issue of moila tevera. And the Marashak says also has become the minig of Israel to make sure that they don't get cholo from a parah that was fed chametz on Pesach. And therefore, Lamaisa, even though Mikra Din, it is mutter to buy cholo on Pesach, even from animals that were fed chametz on Pesach, certainly one should be machmer to buy all of the milk before Pesach, and therefore already at that point it was bottle. Any chametz that was given to the cow was certainly considered bottle. There's no chametz b'mashu before Pesach, only on Pesach. Certainly if one buys milk that has a stamp which is kosher to Pesach, kosher for Passover, that certainly the mashgichim have taken into account that no chametz has been fed to the animals on Pesach.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Koilel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Sugya of Avodah Zarah Daf Memtes deals with one of the more mysterious elements of Hilchis Issa V'Heter. It's not so negeya b'zman hazeh, because it's not really negeya to Bas B'cholov or Macholos Asuris, but in Hilchis Macholos Asuris of Trumas, Maisus, and Kachim, it's more relevant. This is the sugya of Zevez Egoyim. The Mishnah says in Memches Amud Beis, the Mishnah is a hemshich of the previous Mishnayis of Atzei Asher, and the Mishnah tells us that if there's an Atzei Asher grown, one is not allowed to be nene from the tree, one is not allowed to sit underneath the tree for shade. Zorin tachtei yirokas b'moysach shomma, v'li loy b'moysach chamam. The Mishnah says that the Tanakhama holds that one is allowed to plant underneath the tree, b'maysak shomim, when the sun is not very strong, where the shade is a detriment to the proper growth of the plant. So one is not being nene from Atzei Asher. However, b'maysak chama, where the shade of the Asherah tree protects the vegetables and helps it grow properly, there one is being nana by planting underneath. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Af lo yirokis b'maysak shomim, mipnei sh'anaviyah nosheres aleihem v'havilan lezav. Rabbi Yosi is mechadish an interesting din. This din is that since the leaves of the Asherah tree from time to time fall off the tree, they fall on the ground around the vegetable, the leaves, as is derech ha'olam, decompose and become part of the soil. Decomposed leaves actually add to the richness of the soil, which is helping the vegetable grow. And the Gemara refers to this, the Gemara right after the Mishnah refers to this as zev v'zeh goyru. The growth of the plant is facilitated both by the earth around it and both by the decomposed leaves which grew from the Atzei Asherah. Zeh, heter, v'zeh, iser, goyrim, both add, both cause the growth of the plant. Where there's a partial growth or a partial production of something, al yidei isuri hano, according to the mandama, zev zeh goyrim is osir, the halach is that that product will be osir. This is also, as well, the Mishnah on Memtes Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about an oven which was the first baking that was done in a new oven was done with atze orla. Orla is from the Yisuri Hano, or in the case of the Mishnah over there, Memtes Amud Beis, the Mishnah just about orla is a Mishnah in orla, but the Mishnah over here is talking about atze avodah zarah. The first baking in the oven would firm and harden the walls of the oven, that thereafter the oven would be able to bake properly. So the Mishnah tells us that every baking thereafter in that oven will be a partial production from the wood of the Asherah which made the oven into a good oven in the first place. Again, even though the production of the bread which is baked in the oven is only partly a product of the Atzei Asherah, if we hold zev zeh goyrim is also, the halacha will be also. We actually passing zev zeh goyrim is mutter. The Rambam is not so clear in Hilchos Avodah Zarah about this point, but in Macholos Asuros he makes it quite clear legabe orlo that zev zeh goyrim is mutter. The Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says the Rambam was mekatzer because later on Macholos Asuros, which is more the natural venue for such halachas, the Rambam is more meirich. Now, before we try to get Be'ezus Hashem into the depths of this Indian of Zev Zeh Goyrim, just one more case which is discussed in the Sugya Memtes Amud Aleph, it's Mishnayis and Trumas, is the case of Sa'or Shel Truma V'Sa'or Shel Chulin. Sa'or is fermented dough, and this would be used, this piece of fermented dough would be used to facilitate the fermentation process in another dough. And a sa'or was taken, a piece of sa'or was taken from dough which had kedushas truma, kedushas challah. And it was not enough to cause fermentation in another loaf of bread. So a piece of sa'or was taken from an iso shel chulin, and together they caused the bread that was being baked in a bakery to rise. Does that bread assume the status of truma? Does it have the limitation? Can it only be eaten by kohen, etc., etc.? This again is totally in the machlokes zev zeh goyrim. Since by itself the truma did not cause the growth of the, did not cause the production in this case of the bread. The bread needed the sa'or of chulin in order to facilitate its rising. Therefore, it's only zev v'zeh and it's machlokes. Now, in the simple understanding of what's going on over here, when we're talking about zev zeh goyrim as far as the suri orlo, we're talking about that since Lamaisa there is a Nene from Isuri Hano, so one is having Hano from Isuri Hano, or in the Mishnah of Nezim and Beis from Avodah Zarah, the halacha will be that it will be awesome. What's Pshat the Mandama Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mut? It's a little bit of a mystery. Lamaisa, he is being Nene. Imagine, let's say, that the wood that's necessary for baking the bread costs $3. The wood of Avodah Zarah of Orla is $1.50's worth of wood. 50% of the Shvach Eitzim, which goes into this bread, is produced by Avodah Zarah, by Orla. Why should it not be awesome? Let's be magdim with another halacha that it says in the Mishnah Memtes in the days. And this again is a Mishnah over here, but it's also Mishnah is all over said Israel, in Arla, in Truma, similar types of halachas. Where Rebbe Lezer was Mechadish, what do we do if bread was actually created in a Zevizev format by Yisuri Hano? The Gemara says, Kulam Asur Mano. Loaves of bread, let's say there was one loaf of bread got mixed up with another 50 loaves of bread that were okay, that were made with only with Atzim Ksherim. The halacha will be, all the loaves of bread will be Asur, there are the Klolim. When there's Bittl, because there should be Bittl Beroy, but a whole loaf of bread is a Dava Choshev, it does not become Bottle, this is Sugis and Chum. Rebbe Lezer says, Yoylech Anoli Yam HaMelech. Rebbe Lezer has a novel solution to the problem. Take the value of the loaf of bread, which is also be meilchit liyam hamelech. That's Chazal's way of saying destroy the money, throwing it into Yam HaMelech is it's going to sink. The best way of getting rid of the money, you're not putting it where somebody else will be nana from it. The halacha is that will kasher, so to speak, all the loaves of bread, and then you'll be nana from all of them. The Chacham answer Rebbe Lezer back on loy and pidyon lavetz Chacham. You can't do this. What does Rebbe Lezer mean? Rashi in Avodah Zarah Memtesim and Aleph says that what you're going to do is you're going to be moilich la yam hamelach the dnei atzei iser. Meaning, say like we said, if there were $3 worth of shvach etzim in the bread and $1.50 was caused by the atzei iser, $1.50 you'll take 6 quarters or a single bill and 50 cents, you'll throw it into the yam hamelach and that's it. Problem solved. Tosfos asked the Kasha on Rashi that if that was true, that would be the solution, throwing $1.50 into Yam HaMelech, why does Rebbe Lezer only offer this solution when the loaf of bread was mixed up with another 50? Let's say it was just one loaf of bread. Let's say there was one loaf of bread baked in this oven, and you wanted to eat this loaf of bread. You didn't have another loaf of bread. You wanted to use this one. Why would it not be so that you could take $1.50, which is the shvach etzim, and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and the bread will be kosher? So Tosfos says, based on this, Tosfos says that's not what's going on over here. You can't throw $1.50 into Yam HaMelech. You have to throw the whole value of the bread. Imagine if the shvach etzim is $3. So let's assume that it's a big loaf of bread. It's worth $10. Let's say, for argument's sake. You'll have to take a value. You have 50 loaves of bread. You'll take the value of one loaf of bread, $10. You'll throw that into Yam HaMelech. With that, you'll be matir all the loaves of bread. This is the halacha, the way Tosfos sees it, the Rosh, other Rishonim agreed to Tosfos. What's very difficult to understand over here is what does Tosfos' kasha have to do with proving his point? Tosfos' kasha is a very legitimate point. Why is this halacha? If for some reason, and we'll add, that this business of being moilech hanoli yam hamelech might only be derabbanon, the whole issa might only be derabbanon of shvach etzim, semele, all you need is an artificial etzah, even though you didn't get rid of the bread itself, you can be moilech hanoli yam hamelech. But if it works, it should work. Why shouldn't it work on one loaf of bread if it works on 50 loaves of bread to kasher the one loaf of bread which is also, which was mixed in? What does this kasher have to do with proving Tosfos' point? The Achronim on this kasher and understanding how Tosfos proved his shita, they have to get rid of the value of the whole bread from this kasher of why there has to be a bunch of loaves of bread that are nis'arvu zebazeh. I believe that the Oimik HaPshat in Tosfos, that is Hashem, is as follows. Tosfos understood from Rashi that if we don't look at the whole bread as being also, you don't have to be moilech liyam hamelech the value of the whole kikor lechem, only the value of the shvach etzim. Tosfos understood that Rashi learnt up the sugya of the gram of shvach etzim into the wood as follows. When a person has a loaf of bread, in the loaf of bread there's many different ingredients. There's the flour, there's the water, there's the sugar, there's whatever else you add in for taste, there's the preservatives, and there's also the etzim which are necessary to bake that bread, the shvach etzim. The input of the etzim, the energy of the etzim that goes into baking the bread is also a necessary ingredient of the bread. When a person has used $3 worth of wood to bake a loaf of bread, that's called that he has shvach etzim of $3 in the bread. Rashi then understood that the loaf of bread is not also, and therefore you don't have to do away, you don't have to be melech liyam amelech, the whole value of the loaf of bread. You only have to get rid of the shvach etzim, understood that the iser of shvach etzim in bread, or the iser of the input of the decomposed leaves, as we said, on the vegetables growing under the atzei asherah, or the input of the soyer on the loaf of bread, where the soyer was necessary to help it rise. Rashi understood that what's going on over here is that by eating this loaf of bread, you're being nene to the sum of $3 from the wood that had an input on the bread. Since $1.50 is worth of that, of those eitzim are from Isuri Hano, you're having $1.50 is worth of Isuri Hano, of value, of benefit from Isuri Hano. Therefore, the only solution is to do away with $1.50, and therefore, what you're doing is, Al Kapan Midrabonim, what you're doing is you're saying, look, I didn't have Hano, I got rid of $1.50. If that's the case, Taisu says, why is this halacha of doing away with Hano totally, and whether there's 50 loaves of bread in front of us or not? Even if there's one loaf of bread, if getting rid of the dollar and cents revach that you have from the Isra Ano is accomplished by doing away with that amount of money and saying, look, Saif Kosev, at the end of the day, I didn't have that amount of dollar and cents revach from Isra Ano, then why shouldn't that be true on one loaf of bread? Therefore, Taisri has proved that the concept of Zev Zagoyim is a lot deeper. What is Zev Zagoyim? And we might add, if Rashi is right, then it's very hard to understand why is there a mandam that holds Zev Zagoyim Mutter. So of course, if you were nene $1.50 from the Isra Ano, if a ma'aseh says $1.50 is worth of shvach etzim in the bread, you were nene. Why shouldn't it be also? What is the mandam that holds Zev Zagoyim Mutter? What does he hold? Tosis proved from his kash of this arvu that you need a taruvis of loaves of bread, a very fundamental point about Isuri Hano. It could very well be that when bread was nene from the shvach etzim, that's not called when you eat the bread that you're being nene from the wood. Putting the wood in the oven and heating up your oven with atzei asherah is a violation of the iser of being nene from an asherah. But eating the bread, the wood is gone. Eating the bread is called being nene from the wood. Using the wood to bake the bread is called being nene. But now that the wood is gone and the bread was baked, eating the bread is not nene from the wood. So what does it mean, zev zeh goyrim is also? What does it mean, goyrim is also? Chazal were mechadishin, and l'chor, this is only derabana mederaisa, we have no mekor to such a musik, this is a din derabana. Chazal were mechadish that whenever something is a product of Yisuri Hano, it assumes the status of Yisuri Hano itself. When bread can only be produced by wood, then the bread is, so to speak, as far as halacha is concerned, a product of the bread. If the bread is also b'hano, if the wood is also b'hano, then the bread assumes the status of that wood. It's called bread of Orla, bread of Avodah Zarah, bread of Truma, in the case of the Sa'or that was put into the dough that was rising. In all these cases, the Isser of the Goyrim will give form, will give tsura to the Nigram, and Chazal said that the thing which was produced by the Goyrim Ha'aser assumes the status of the Goyrim Ha'aser. We understand, even though Taisus doesn't point this out, that that's pshat naman da'omer, zev zeh goyrim is mutter. You can only look at the bread as a product of the wood when that wood was enough, the wood of Isser was enough to produce that bread. If it was only half the wood, could it be considered the bread that is a production of Asherah? No. If the soyer of the truma was only half the soil that was necessary to cause the dough to rise, could the bread that the loaf of finished bread could be considered a product of truma? No, it's only half a product. If it's only half a product, does it assume the status of truma? No. To say that we're being nene from the soil, we're being nene from the wood, that we're saying anyways is not true. That's gone. The soil is gone. The wood is gone. The only problem is that it's assuming the status. The bread is assuming the status of what caused it to be able to be baked. That's only if it actually caused. If it only half caused, that's not cool that it's a product of that. So therefore it would be mut. The Madamol Zevzeh Goyim Moser holds Lamaisa. It was half caused by that Atzei Asher. So it's half a product. Half a product is also has the name of Isser, which comes out of the Goyim Hoyser. So what Tosis is trying to tell us over here is that if I see that the loaves of bread have to be mixed up with each other, then obviously the concept over here is that the loaf of bread is awesome. It's not just that the hanor that I'm getting from the wood I have to do away with. The loaf of bread becomes a chatich in the Yisura, as if there was bread that was baked with truma. Bread that was caused by wood of truma or sa'ir of truma is also truma. Therefore the halacha is that if Atzei Asheru or Arlo or Truma was used to produce this bread, the only way to do away with it is by getting rid of a whole loaf of bread, because that would be considered throwing out the bread also. Why you need a teruv is, that Tosis understands that since it's a loaf of bread that's also, and since a loaf of bread that's also, there's nothing you can do if there was only one loaf of bread here, it's also. That loaf of bread is a product of Isser, it is also, as we said. A nigram, something that's nigram al-idei Isser, assumes the status of Isser. However, since this is only a din d'rabbanan, when it's mixed up with 50 loaves of bread, so Chazal will make or throw out one and be toiler, that's the one that was thrown out. Get rid of that amount of anor, and then you can be matrid b'taruvus. But if it was a matter of simple dollars and cents of your being nana from the woods, so get rid of the amount of money that you were nana. That's Tosis's basic assumption, not like Rashi. With this principle in mind, we understand very well Tosfos in a few places in Shas. One of them by us in Avodah Zarah Memtes and Dibur Maskul Shem Nota, where Tosfos Bekitzer Nimritz Kedarkei Bakodesh expresses a very important idea. Tosfos says that you see in the sugya in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches that Gidulei Truma, let's say if somebody took produce of truma or maisa, planted it in the ground, and a new tree or a new plant grew from the gidulei truma, from the produce of truma or maisa. The halacha is that those plants or trees that grow assume the status of truma or maisa. And the Gemara says, "Oh, it's gzeira. It was a later gzeira of me mikarech beishamai yudches dvarim gozu boisayim." It's a separate set of gzeiras. It's evidently not mitzvah the din of zevzeh goyim. Tosfos says, "Why not? Why shouldn't it be also out to the din of zevzeh goyim?" Tosfos says, and again, this is Dibra Maskel She'im by also Memtesim and Aleph. V'yesh loyma de'orlo she'asuru b'hano yesh leso akidulim she'gam zeh hanohi. The din of zev zeh goyim is only possible by Yisuri hano. Avo b'isur achilo ein leso gidulin she'ein e'oichel ho'isur atzmo. Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says by Yisuri achilo there is no zev zeh goyim. Why? The way we're understanding the Hesber of Tosfos is as follows. Since the process of goyrim is a mechudish dekemusik, that when product B is a result of goyrim A, B assumes the status of A, that's only possible when you're talking about Isuri Hano. Isuri Hano, not only is the product itself awesome, but any association, any nana from that product is also also. Chazal said that a product which is a result of Yisuri Hano would also be considered a violation of Yisuri Hano, because in and of itself, that is also a product of the Yisuri Hano. In Yisuri Achilo, let's take for instance Chelev, or Dam, or Trefo, or Nevelo. All these things, what's also is only that Chefetz itself. The Chatich of the Yisuri is Dam, is Nevelo. If I would use Dam in the production of a different product, of a loaf of bread, let's say, would the loaf of bread, does that turn into Dam? No. The loaf of bread is a product of Dam. But only Dam is also, it's only an Yisuri Achilo. Yisuri Hano Chayich to extend, because the Yisuri is association, is Nene, from that Chefetz. But in Yisuri Achilo, it's only the Chefetz itself, the physical entity called Dam, or called Chelev, which is also. A loaf of bread which is produced by Chelev or Dam is not Chelev or Dam, therefore it can't be also. The Nachmas Baruch, one of the classic Achronim of the last 100 years, Gedolim after his door were Mishtasheh B'dvorov. The Nachas Baruch was a Rav in a small town in Lita, in Krynik, and he wrote Svarim called Nachas Baruch, which are considered classics in their respective fields. One of the Inyonim that he dealt with extensively was in Yonei Yisuri Achili Yisuri Hano, Yoytzev Yisuri Achila, the famous Shaila of Schnapps that was produced by Chometz, does it have a status of Chometz, or Schnapps that was produced by grain that was Chodosh, etc. All these Shailas were discussed extensively by him. When he's talking about the Issur of Zev Zeh Goyrim, so he asks on our Taisu that the Sugim for Resh is not like this concept, that Yisuri Achila does not have Zev Zeh Goyrim. He shows us that in the third pack of Chul, Leilu Treifis, there is an Indian that a Vlad Treifa has a status of a Treifa, even though the father that made it together with the cow, who's a Treifa, was not a Treifa. There's a Zevizev, there's a male and there's a female, only the female was a Treifa. And still the halacha is that the animal is a Treifa. Why? The Gemara says Zevizev Goyim. I thought by Yisur Achil there is no Zevizev Goyim. It's interesting as an aside, what the Nachlos Baruch was doing discussing the Shaila of Zev Zeh Goyim by Suri Achila. The question was discussed by different Gedolei Achronim in the last few hundred years. Animals that ate chometz sticker grain on Pesach, the milk that's produced by them at the beginning of Pesach was produced by chometz, and not chometz was given to them to eat on Pesach. So the milk which is produced by the animals is a Zev Zeh combination of chometz and non-chometz produce on Pesach. Can the milk be used or can the milk not be used? There are different sort of law, halachma, it's a big discussion. One of the svaris that was discussed by Gedolei Achronim is that since the amount of chometz that's in the milk is not benois in tam, it's only considered an isur mashuhu. We know sugyas later on Avodah Zarah we're not going to deal with now, that there are certain isurim that Chazal asur b'mashu, mostly isurim abishishim, b'masayim, whatever the case is. One of the few isurim b'chol ha-terekulo, which Chazal gave us a very strict halacha of asur b'mashu is chometz. However, the Rishonim say that chometz is asur b'mashu only b'achila nad bano. So Achrayim want to propose that the amount of chometz which is in the milk of the animal that was milked on Pesach is only b'mashu, therefore it's only an isur achila. If it's an isur achila, then goyrim is not a sibo iseris. The Nachas Baruch, in discussing this, poses this question: that lechor the Tosus is nistar from the din of vlad treif, as we said. In order to answer this question, one lechor would have to say that there's another level of zeh, v'zeh not zeh v'zeh so much, but in the halacha of goyrim, which comes into play in vlad treif. In vlad treif, the Vlad is not just a product. As we said, in Isuri Achilo, you can't look at bread as a product of Dam. It's not Dam. If it's not a Heftza of Dam, then it's not also Mishum Dam. Only Isuri Ano would have an Isur Chal on that which was produced by the Isur Ano. However, in a Vlad is considered similar to the concept of Brokar Davua, where a child is a Hemshech of the parent. The Vlad is considered a direct outgrowth, a direct Hemshech of the mother, and therefore it has the status of the mother, even though the status would only cause the halacha of Nisa Achila. That's not relevant. The point of the matter is that the Vlad is a growth of the mother. The Vlad is a Hemshech of the mother, therefore it has the halacha of the mother. This would only be Shaykh by Vlad. As far as Gidulin are concerned, since it's only Nisa Achila, then it would not be also Mishum the din of Goyim. L'cha'ayra, this is the kavana of Taisus in the Dorm, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Taisus Bekitzer Nimritz, the small Taisus in the Dorm, it's very hard to read the Taisus in. Over there, one of the small little Taisus in Zayin Amid Beis, Taisus says as follows. When he's discussing the Indian of Zev Zeh Goyim, he points out the sugi of Vlad Treifa. It says over there that Zev Zeh Goyim is also. And Taisus says over there that Zev, the discussion and the Manda Omnum of Zev Zeh Goyim and also Mutter, that we have in our sugis of our law and other Yisurim, our law, Asi Asherah, Truma, are only when we're talking about where the Goyim, the thing which brought about the growth process, the wood, the Seor, the decomposed leaves, are no longer here. Masha Enkin, by the Vlad, since the Vlad was born from a mother who's still around after the Vlad was born, there the halacha is that Lukuli Alma Goyim Anigram is also. What does Taisus mean to say? L'chaira, one could propose, like we're saying, the Kavona of Taisus is that where leaves decompose and the minerals that used to be in the leaves are now instrumental in promoting the growth of a plant, or wood which is now burnt up, but it was instrumental in producing the loaf of bread, the bread or the vegetables cannot be considered a direct hemshich of the thing that caused it. That thing is gone. The only way it adds to the growth process of the bread or of the vegetables is only when it decomposes, when it gets burnt up, when it disappears. If that's true, it's not a hemshich of the dvar iser. It's a product of the dvar iser. If it's a product, then we have a din mechudosh of goyrim, and zevzeh goyrim might be mutter. That's where we paskin. However, when we're talking about a vlad, the vlad is not a product of the mother. The vlad is a direct hemshich of the mother. If that's true, then even if the old zevzeh goyrim is mutter, over there it will be also, and even though it's only yisur achila, because as a hemshich of the mother, has the same halachic status as the mother. That's what Taisa means when Taisa says the mother is still here. It's not when the mother decomposes that the vlad is produced. Adirabba, when the mother gives birth to the child is a hemshech of the mother that still exists. Therefore, even though it's yisur achila, and even though there's a man that we hold zevzeh goyim mutter, in that case, a vlad trefa will, in actuality, be also l'kuli alma.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.